Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning the 18th of November. Last Saturday's seven-race programme over jumps at Wetherby saw the Grand National winning trainer Sue Smith record three winners, two of them ridden by Ryan Manier, the man who rode Aurora's Encore to victory at Aintree. Fellow jockey Dougie Costello also rode a couple of winners at Wetherby. No Planning took the feature race for Smith and Manier, a handicap chase for stayers over 3 miles and one furlong, while former Irish point-to-point winner Blake Mount won the race for novice hurdlers over 2.5 miles, and he looks a useful recruit, especially when he goes chasing. At Cheltenham, informed trainer Jonjo O'Neill sent out John Spirit to land the feature race, the Paddy Power Gold Cup, ridden by Richard McLernan. Also at Cheltenham, Royal Irish Hussar, the winner of a listed race for juvenile hurdlers at Wetherby recently, kept up the good work by taking the JCB Triumph Hurdle Trial, a Grade 2 contest. Now, looking ahead to this coming Saturday, it's a day of high-quality jump racing at both Haydock Park and Ascot. The long-awaited seasonal debut of the Cheltenham Gold Cup winner Bobsworth will be in the big race of the day, the Betfair Chase at Haydock Park. This Grade 1 contest offers prize money of £200,000. Two of the main rivals for Bobsworth are horses with winning form at Wetherby, Silvianarco Conti and Tidal Bay. Silvianarco Conti won last year's Charlie Hall Chase and also the Betfair Chase, and Tidal Bay won the Grade 2 race for staying hurdlers earlier this month at Wetherby. It should be a race to savour. Well, the champion hurdler Hurricane Fly made racing history last Sunday at Punchestown when he won his 17th Grade 1 race, one more than Corto star and American racing legend John Henry. Meanwhile, tomorrow, Tuesday, it's the annual Go Racing in Yorkshire awards lunch at Doncaster. Among the awards presented will be the Yorkshire Horse of the Year and a Lifetime in Racing presentation. More about the winners of those awards this time next week.